Let's open up to the book of Revelation, chapter number 3. Book of Revelation, chapter number 3. You find that place, you stand with us. I need your prayers this morning. I hope you'll pray for us. I hope you already have. But I pray that you'll pray for us this morning. God will help us. And I want to give it to you just exactly the way the Lord's give it to me. And we'll do the best we can. Book of Revelation, chapter number 3, verse number 14. The Bible begins and says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods, have need of nothing, knowest not, thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. He said, anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And I just say, thank God he does. Amen. Yeah. Said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in to him. I'll sup with him and he with me. Said, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. Verse 22, he said, he that hath an ear, to let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Heavenly Father, bow my head before you one more time. And Lord, I thank you, God, for this day. And I thank you for these people. And I thank you for the word of God, Lord. I thank you, God, for all the help that you've given us through the years. Lord, I pray at one more time that you would help us this morning. Oh God, I pray that, Father, that you'd stir us up. Help us to stand and preach. God, with unction and anointing from on high. Oh God, I pray in this church this morning. God, that you'd help us where we're at. And Father, I pray for God for amazing grace. And Lord, I pray that God, whenever the Lord comes, God, you'd find us still, Lord, toeing the line, and God, holding fast, Lord, to old time religion. God, I pray, I'm not interested in compromising, Lord, not interested in settling down, but God, I pray that you'd help us, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord, and to do what you'd have us to do. Lord, we ask you now for help, and God, may my spirit line up with your spirit, and God, and I pray, may, Lord, our attitude line up with the attitude of the text. Father, help us not to say nothing dumb or foolish. And Lord, we'll do the best we can. I to give you praise and honor and glory for everything that'll be said or done. In Christ's name, I do humbly beg and ask. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I've been preaching for some time. And the last several Sunday mornings, I guess, on some crowds I'm not interested in going with. And I want to just go ahead and say again, my friend, I can't help what the crowd's doing. I cannot help what direction the crowd's going. But as for me and my house, I want to serve the Lord. Amen. I'm not much interested this morning. I'm not interested in coming to church. Just for coming to church to say. I mean, listen, I understand that we've got a form and a fashion in our day. But Brother Jerry, we don't have to be a part of that. And I thank God for it. I take it a step further. Dad, with the help of the Lord, I don't intend to be a part of that. Amen. If God help us for a few minutes of time, I got to thinking about this, and I believe this is the last crowd that the Lord had me preach on. But I want to say this to you, friend. There is a crowd I'm not interested in going with, and I just read about them the whole time. I'm not interested in going with that crowd that's only interested in being warm. Amen. Oh, listen to me, friend. I want you to hear me now. Now, no doubt, I may get just a little quiet. quiet, but I'll preach anyway. Amen. I want you to hear me. And maybe some stout language, but I believe the Holy Ghost give me liberty to say it. There's some things I think we got to be mindful of. I believe that one lukewarm Christian does more to harm the cause of Christ than five blatant atheists do. Amen. I mean, those that profess, they know God. They say, yeah, I've been born again. I've washed in the blood of Christ. But I have no desires. I'll tell you what you're saying. And you're saying, yeah, I know He's God. But you ain't enough for me to get excited about. And God, help us where we're standing today. I mean, friend, to say that there's a God in heaven that came down and rescued us up out of hell and picked us up out of the horrible pit and set our feet on a solid rock. I bet you ain't enough for me to get excited about. Oh, my friend in heaven, I know that's the way the crowd's going. I understand that's the way even in our day that the modern church is going. But God, help it not be here. Amen. And God, help it not be me. Thank God. Oh, listen, I want to give you a few things and a thing that the Lord put in our heart out of this text. And I hope that you'll give heed to the Word of God. And when we look at this church, I want you to know that and keep your Bible open there. I want to just point out to you a few things that God just put in my heart in the book of Revelation chapter 2 at verse number 7. I want you to watch this. This is the first church that He comes to. And the Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. And then notice it says, to him that overcometh. And chapter 2 verse 11, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And it says, he that overcometh. And verse 17 it says, he that hath an ear to hear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And to him that overcometh. And verse number 26, it says, and he that overcometh. And chapter 3 verse 5, he that overcometh. And chapter 5 verse 12, he that overcometh. And chapter 3 verse 21, I said 3, I didn't mean to say chapter 5. And chapter 3 verse 21, it says, to him that overcometh. I want you to listen to me. Every church age since the dawning of the church age has had something they had to overcome. Amen. It was something that they had to fight against. And now what me and you's fighting against, it's not the same thing that the Puritans was fighting against. We're not fighting the same battle that Martin Luther was fighting against. I'll tell you what the modern church is fighting, and that's the battle of apathy. It's just us settling down. Hey, listen to me. I want you to hear me, and I hope to God it'll come across and just the way God put it in my heart. It's not a person that's saved under the sound of my voice that does not have to fight against and becoming lukewarm. Amen. Oh, listen, every day, that's easy in our day. And my friend, we've got so many things that vie for our time. And we've got so many things in our way and so many things that we do. But God, help us not to be lukewarm. I mean, listen, friend, I understand. He's no doubt all kinds of problems. Let's look, first of all, I want to just point out what the Scripture said. Let the Scripture do the talking for the text. And here's what we find, first of all, is there's a problem to examine. I want you to notice what their problem is. And the Bible starts with you, if you will, in verse 15. He said, I know thy words. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I'd say this first thing. They got a temperature problem, don't they? Amen. I mean, this church right here, they've got a temperature problem. If they was hot, they'd have a fever and it'd be contagious. If it's cold, they'd be dead. But they just settled in being lukewarm. Amen. Have they not looked at me, friend? I want you to hear me today very carefully. And where this church is standing at, it's been a mighty long time since they really bleed hotly for the Lord Jesus Christ. Have been a mighty long time since they cared about sinners. Have been a mighty long time. But they had to overcome it. I want you to listen to me. You can sit in this place, no doubt. There's nobody ever got saved and didn't at least start off on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. And start off hot, burning brightly. Have a boy down there. Sometimes, listen to me, sometimes it's just life. Amen. I mean, sometimes it's not even that you're living in blatant sin. Sometimes it's that you get up at 7 and you go to work all day and you take care of kids all night and
and you got so many things to do that you forget that the single purpose you was put here for, that was to worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I mean, they had a temperature problem. I thought about this even in our church this morning. I mean, you can look around, you can figure out pretty quick who's cold, and you can figure out pretty quick who's hot. Amen. Have those folks that are hot, and they'll be sweating so they fan themselves. Have those folks, listen to me, those folks that are cold, they'll be shivering so they'll do what they can to keep themselves warm. And somewhere in between those two, have those that are neither sweating nor shivering, will be those that are lukewarm. And I'll tell you what they got to fight. They got to fight against sleeping. Amen. I get in the house of God, I get real good and comfortable, and before very long, I just often out of sleep. Amen. And they had a temperature problem. But then I want you to watch this. And not only that, in verse number 17, he said, but thou sayest, I'll tell you what they had, friend. Have they had a tongue problem? I want you to listen to me. Have this problem they had, that was a problem about recognition. Have they stood up there, and if you'd asked them how they're doing, and have said, thank God, I'm doing good. Amen. Boy, don't that sound like Facebook church today? Amen. Unless I talk to folks on a pretty regular basis. And I mean, just to listen. I'm not trying to be hard or nothing like that. That's not my intentions. But I hope to God we'd all see, friend, that if we're not careful, we'll fall into lukewarmness. I talk to folks all the time. You've heard me say it many times. They don't come to the house of God, don't care nothing for the Lord. My friend, they only care about God in a few situations. They care about Him when they're dying. They care about Him when they're sick. They care about Him when their bank's empty. And that's about the extent of how much they care about the Lord. But then you get on Facebook, and you know they're posting pictures every time they come to the house of God. Like that's all that there is. Amen. Every time you get around them, friend, they care. They act like they care about the things of God. But it's apparent in their life that there is no convictions. There's nothing there that burns hotly. They're like that crowd that stands up on 1 Kings chapter number 18 and verse 21. And when Elijah said unto the people, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. Amen. And if Baal be God, follow Him. But the Bible says, and the people answered not a word. Amen. You know what they done? They're just lukewarm. They wanted to see how it played out. I mean, listen, now, if He's God, if He's God, then let Him be God and follow Him. And if you don't think He is, I'll tell you, now listen, I told you, let me just let the Bible speak for the Bible. That'd be all right. I want you, some of this language is so stout, you probably wouldn't take it from me. So I'll just read it and say what the Lord said, all right? Here's what the Bible said in the book of Ezekiel. Don't turn there, stay right where you're at. I'll read it out of a King James 16:11. That ought to be what you have in this church. In Ezekiel chapter 20, here's what the Bible said in verse 38. He said, I will purge out the rebel. I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know and I am the Lord. Now listen to this. He said, as for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God. He said, go ye and serve everyone his idols hereafter also. He said, if you will not hearken to me, he said, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your kids. In other words, just what the Lord said. He said, now listen. He said, if you ain't going to listen to me, and if you ain't going to do what I say, he said, then just go serve idols. I'd rather you go serve idols than listen. I'd rather you go serve idols than to come in under a false pretense and pollute my holy name. That's what God said about it. Amen. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't really matter what you think. What the Lord said on the matter. But he said, they ought to be one of two positions. And we ought to be way out there, and we ought to be burning hot for Christ. But they ought not be folks in the house of God that's lukewarm. Amen. Oh, listen, I know we all go through times. No doubt when we go through seasons. But my friend, if your life has been marked with lukewarmness, oh friend, we're in trouble. Amen. And our day, we'll just say, I mean, it's almost like We're making excuses on why we can't burn hot for Christ in these days. But I'm telling you, thank God he's still the same God. That's still the same Spirit. Amen. And now listen to me. I don't want nobody to get hurt at me, nothing like that. And I realize you probably will. And I want you to listen. These folks, Brother Jesse, this is what they'd say. They'd say, Brother Kevin, I do not like that kind of preaching. Amen. And I hear that pretty regular. Amen. I'd say, Brother Kevin, I don't like that kind of preaching. And that's all right. Listen, God don't like that kind of living either. Amen. And so you just make sure. Thank God there's a difference. Amen. And so we stand in the house of God where we're at. And we come in. We talk about how much we love God. And I know, listen, I know everybody can't come to every service. But you're going to have a hard time convincing me you're going to heaven if you ain't never interested in going to the house of God. Amen. You're going to have a hard time convincing me how much you love the Savior if you don't ever, listen, you don't even have to convince me. I ain't nobody. But friend, if you love Him and you really believe He saved you, how in the world could you not go tell somebody else about the Lord Jesus Christ? That does not make sense. Amen. I mean, listen, they had a temperature problem and they had a tongue problem and they had a thinking problem. Amen. Here's what the Bible says. He said, thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. He said, yet knowest thou not. You know what that means? That means they had a thinking problem. In their mind, what they thought they was and what they was, two different things. Are you listening to me? I realize, this sort of hurts my heart, honestly. But I realize, Brother Matt, in our day, if we're going to stand and proclaim, we need to feel more like Jeremiah than we ever have. I realize that by and large, whenever we preach it, and my friend, that there's going to be folks and that's not going to move them. It's not going to stir them. And you know why it doesn't move you or stir you? That's a real good indication you're lukewarm. Amen. I mean, unless you get lukewarm, things don't bother you no more. Holy Ghost don't prick at your heart. No, I'll prove that to you in just a minute. You just hang on with me in just a second. But I'm going to tell you, I'd rather you get mad at me as have no response at all. I've been sitting in the house of God, and day after day, Sunday after Sunday, folks come in and they're never moved by the things of God. I'd rather you be happy. I'd rather you be sad. I'd rather you just be angry. I'd rather you walk out the door and not shake my hand, spit in my eye, than just to keep walking out the door without anything changing in your life at all. And God help us in this day not to be lukewarm. Amen. Got a thinking problem. He said, yet knowest thou not. I don't even know. And then he goes on the whole list. You know the whole list. Yet thou art poor. This crowd over here, as far as that's concerned, they thought they was rich. You know what the problem was? Even though their riches were down here, and there wasn't none up there. And the bank of heaven does not go by what's on the bank of earth. So that's touting around. That's talking about how much money they had. Hey, listen, thank God for it. I'm glad for it. I hope the Lord blesses you socks off. But my friend, if you ain't got no treasures in heaven, you have the big. You could have Warren Buffett's bank account down here, and there'll be a day that you'll close your eyes in death. And now listen, you better hope there's some treasures laid up on the other side. Amen. And said, thou art poor, a wretched, miserable, blind, and naked. And that's something, thank God. Have you ever seen a time when folks thought that I better not get off on that? I'll go ahead and say it in passing. Amen. Ever seen a time when folks thought there's clothes and there's more neck than they are right now? Amen. I mean, God help us. Amen. I'm simply stating this. There's a problem. Hey, it's a problem right here. And we ought to examine. They had a temperature. You got a temperature problem. Amen. And now you can talk about all you want to. But when the temperature goes in your mouth and it comes back with a reading, it's either right on the money, it's hot or it's cold. And for the people of God, it ought to burn bright. Amen. Isn't it amazing? I mean, we just stand in the house of God and these people, they've got something to overcome. We do too. It's easy to kick her into, look at me. I'm preaching to Kevin. And if you're in it, you just put yourself in there, all right? Boy, it's awful easy to set her down and put her in neutral, ain't it? How awful easy to push in the clutch and just sit in between the gears and coast a while. Say, well, we'll let so-and-so do this. We'll let so-and-so do that. And listen, we'll just come to the house of God. And listen, we'll act like we're doing God a favor. Amen. Thank God. Like we've done the Lord a favor because we come in. And we read our Bible and said, all right, Lord, well, I read my Bible today. You know, I I'm expecting a good day. Amen. Oh, I don't want to be the fella that busts your bubble, but if you get serious with God, you're probably going to have more rough days than you got good ones. Amen. Amen. That's, thank God. Ain't that right? Amen. But listen, friend, thank God. Hey, it's a brighter day that's a coming. All right. Here's what you find. There's a problem to examine. But then I want you to notice on with me. There's a product to expect. Look with me, if you will, in chapter number 3. These are the things that's concerning to me. If we got a people that's not willing to overcome, and we've got folks that are not interested in overcoming lukewarmness, here's what I can promise you, is that there will be no presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in the church of God. Amen. And I got proof for that. Watch what the Bible said, verse 20. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And the Lord Jesus Christ is on the outside, hey, and not in the midst where he ought to be, on the inside. Amen. Not where he ought to be. Listen, let me just do this just for a second. If you're in our church and you're over 70, would you stand up for just a second? Over 70 years old. Now, over 70 years old, I want you to stand up. Over 70 years old. You see who we got in our church that's over 70 years old? All right, y'all can sit down. I want you to see that. If you're between 50 and 70, would you stand up right there? Between 50 and 70, would you stand up? And now listen to me. I want you to understand how those over 70, how they was not interested, much of them, in settling for lukewarmness. I'm asking this crowd, how the 50 to 70 year old. Now listen, how you're that crowd. You're the cloud of witnesses. You're the ones we're to be looking to. Are you interested in being lukewarm? I mean, here, that's the question that has to be. Are you interested in being lukewarm? Is that the testimony you want to leave behind? Is that we were lukewarm? All right, y'all can sit down. That 30 to 50 year old crowd, stand up. That 30 to 50 year old crowd, stand up. Now listen to me. I want you to see this. That somewhere between 30 and 70, that makes up the majority of this church. And if this bunch and the bunch before decides we're all right with being lukewarm, then this church is in trouble. Amen. Are you wanting that? I mean, you won't come into a place that's lukewarm. You want an interest in coming to a church that's lukewarm, where there's no presence of Christ? I mean, I'm not interested in that. I don't know. All right, y'all sit down. Now listen, here's another group, and that, you know, the next group behind that. What did I start with there? 30 to 50, is that where I went? Let's get from the 10s up to 30s. Let's just put from 10 up to 30. That'd be a pretty good group. Now listen, here's what I want you to see here. This by far the largest amount of folks in our church. I want you to listen to me, and I want everybody to hear me real carefully, all right? I mean, do you want to have a lukewarm church? Is that what you're interested in having? Hey, David, I really believe I know your heart. I don't think you're much interested in that. And I've got some that I think, oh boy, they're not much interested in that. But I'm going to tell you, and I want you to listen to me. If the older group gets lukewarm, you know what's going to spread to this group? That's going to be lukewarmness. Amen. And if we're fighting against it, guess what they're going to fight against? If there's ever a time, I'll say I'm going to get on fire for God. I get on fire for Him now. Get on fire now. Go ahead and sit down. 0 to 10s. I ain't leaving them out. Now I'm gonna listen to me. I'm gonna tell you this. And my intentions is not to hurt anybody. But if there's one group of people that I really believe is not much interested in lukewarmness, it's this group. It's the Parkers and the Casons, the Elis and the Gracians and the Owens and the. Listen to that. A whole little row of little girls back there. The Ellies and the Aubreys. Ain't that good? The Harleys, the Hazleys. And when they come to the house of God, they come to the house of God, the Liams. And when you come in the house of God and you say praise the Lord and His hand's the first hand to go up. I mean, whenever you get in the house of God and Jude and Parker and all the rest of them, they come to the house of God and they lift their hands up and they say, man, there it is. And we got new little grandbabies, little James York's little, and Heather's new grandbaby. Listen, I'm telling you, there's a whole group of people that's dependent on a church. How that is not lukewarm, amen. Y'all can sit down. The product. No presence of the Lord. You can have everything else. But if we don't have no presence of the Lord, we're in trouble. Amen. If the Lord's on the outside, I can tell you two things for sure. If there's no presence, there's no power. If the Lord's on the outside, I'll promise you this, wherever the Holy Ghost goes, wherever the Lord Jesus goes, that's where the Holy Ghost is. Jesus ain't on the outside, Sam, and the Holy Ghost on the inside. Don't work like that. That's not how this thing shakes down. Boy, listen, I'm telling you, if there's ever a time we ought not come to the house of God, here's what I start thinking about, Chase. I'm telling you, these things break my heart. I don't know. It's like I'm watching the churches in America just slowly heading into lukewarmness. And it's like, Brother Jerry, we're standing on the rails and we're screaming at the train and saying, listen, you're going to have to stop. And nobody's much listening. Nobody's much listening. All we can do is sound the trumpet. But praise God, I'm going to sound it. The Lord will help us. We're just going to keep on. Just keep on. We've traded, listen to me. We've traded, and what we want is no longer the preaching of Christ. We want something that sounds good. Something about prosperity, something positive. Something that when we leave here, we feel good about ourselves. And look, that makes me feel happy too. I like that. But I'll tell you, look at me. You want to feel good about yourself? I mean, you really want to keep feeling good and keep on? Get holy. See, we can have a little feel-good session if that's what you want to do. And you feel good the rest of the day. You get holy, you'll feel good the rest of your life. Don't you think that's right, brother? Amen. We've traded songs about Christ for things that make us feel good. I'm telling you. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? Yeah. We've traded testimonies that's about Christ, and we've traded what is good for a good time. Yeah, I've told you this story before. Boy, there's a church over in England, and above the doors of the church it read, "We preach Christ and Him crucified." And unbeknownst to them, as that church started turning liberal, there's a vine started growing over the words. It said before very long, it no longer said, "We preach Christ and Him crucified." It simply said, "We preach Christ." Left off that old bloody part. Nobody likes that much anyhow. I still like it, don't you? Said the church kept drawing more liberal, and before very long it no longer said, "We preach Christ." Simply said, "We preach." Friend, if you don't have Christ, you don't have a message. Has there ever been, I literally listened to a fellow the other day who was trying to convince other Bible believers that the Lord Jesus Christ fully endorsed homosexuality. There is a thinking problem even in our pulpits and our churches in America. God's as much against that as He is fornication, folks shacking up. And listen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but He's still against all of it. We got problems. Now listen. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I don't care how many Bible studies you have. If you're still living in open sin, that's not right with God. It's not. This don't cancel out. That's how you get lukewarm. You say, "Well, brother, how do you get deceived?" Well, I'll tell you how. The Bible says. The Bible's real clear. Listen to me, everybody. Listen. I really want you to hear me. James 1:22. It says, "Be ye not hearers of the word only; be doers of the word." You know what it says after that? Deceiving your own self. You want to know how you'll get lukewarm, start deceiving yourself? Every time you hear the word of God come out, you decide, "I ain't going to do it." And before long, Brother Jones will be in deception. He'll be lukewarm. We sat in the house of God and we got no praise, we got no glory, we got no presence, we got no power. And if we ain't got no presence and we ain't got no power, we ain't got much purpose. Right? Everybody know this isn't a business networking place. Ain't that right, Brother Crabtree? This ain't where we exchange cards. This ain't a social club. It's not a dance hall. It's not none of those things. It's not an entertainment place. It's not none of that. I don't have no tricks. I don't have nothing cute to even tell you. I'll tell you what the Bible said it is. It is the pillar and the ground of truth. If we get lukewarm, we're in trouble. Now here, listen, that's the two negative things. Let's look at the positive thing in this. Here's what I want to know. I mean, we've gotten this place. There's a problem to examine. There's a product to expect. But here's what I want to know. If you are lukewarm, how do you get out of it? Do you think that's a good question? How do we get out of it? You got to be honest with yourself and figure out where you're at. But there's a path to get out. Y'all listening?
First thing I want you to watch here, and I'm going to be done, but I want you to watch this. First thing you need to find, verse number 18, it said, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire. There's some value that needs to be restored of some things. Some things that don't mean anything, need to get rid of them. Some things that got eternal value, need to pick them back up and get to doing them. I'll tell you, here's what I got to thinking about. How do you decide if it's of eternal value? Well, I'd say this. Would you lay your life down for it? Let's gauge it right there. Would you lay your life down for it? I wouldn't lay my life down for a Chevrolet 1500, would you? But there's a many a truck's going to keep people out of the house of God. I would not lay down my life for a Shakespeare fishing pole or a nitro bass boat or a soccer ball or a Remington 870 or for a long-bearded turkey or for a big rack deer. I'm telling you, I wouldn't lay down my life for none of those things. And I don't know anybody that ever has. But what about the Lord? Amen. I got to thinking about a fellow named Onoxing. Anybody ever heard of Onoxing? That'll make the story better if you ain't. Read about that a long time ago. Then it got brought back to my attention this week. Onoxing, after the Welsh revivals, American missionaries went out and they started winning all these people in the northern villages of India. And one of the fellows they won was a guy named Onoxing. He got saved, his wife got saved, and his two little boys got saved. Before long, Onoxing started telling everybody in the village, and everybody started getting saved. And the chief didn't like that no much. So he brought Onoxing up, and him and his wife and his two boys, he said, if you don't stop preaching Christ, he said, I'm going to kill you. He said, we're going to start with the two boys. He said, what's your decision? Onoxing stood up. He said, I have decided to follow Jesus. He said, no turning back. No turning back. They drawed back their bow, and they dropped his two boys right where they lay. And they said, sir, said, if you do not recant, said, the only thing you've got left is your wife, and said, we're going to take her. Said, then who's going to go with you? He said, though none may follow, though none may go with me, still I'll follow. No turning back. No turning back. Said, they killed his wife. They said, if you don't turn back, we're going to take yours. He said, the cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back. You reckon he was lukewarm? See, the first thing, there's going to have to be a restoration of things that really have value. Secondly, there's going to have to be a restoration of things that have virtue. Watch what he says. I promise you, I'm about done. I've given you my heart. He says after that, he said that thou mayest be rich. He said, in white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Listen, what I'm talking about, when I talk about virtue, I'm talking about the upright moral goodness and adherence to the scriptures of God. And the last thing he says is, he said, anoint your eye with eye salve that thou mayest see. Three things that's going to have to happen. You know what the very next verse says? Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I can't answer for nobody else's heart. I can say this, and we always quote, only halfway quote, Joshua 24:15. Bible says and begins in that verse and says, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. He said, go serve the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood. Or the God of the Amorites in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house. As for me and my house. Now listen, I'm asking you, let's stand to our feet. Don't look here. You don't have to answer for your neighbor. You don't have to answer for your I mean, I'm talking just you and the Holy Ghost of God. How long are you going to be settled on just being lukewarm? How long? Listen, friend, there's more to this thing if the Lord will help us. Listen, you just come play something softly if you want to play, if you want, whatever you feel like the Lord wants you to do.
I'm just going to say this. I think that every group in our church ought to be at a place where we say, Lord, if you're saved, I'm going to save people. If you're saved by the grace of God, there ought to be something on the inside of your heart that says, I do not want to be lukewarm. And if you're all right with that, now listen to me, I'm done. But if you're all right with that, if you're all right with that, then you need to be all right with all the consequences that come with it. God help us. God help us.